Boss's Corner with 97.5's Anthony Gargano live from the sports book at the Philly Turf Club on Packer Avenue in South Philly. Bet with the best at the sports book at the Philly Turf Club near the stadiums. Now, it's the Cuz, Anthony Gargano on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good evening, everybody. Happy NBA draft. It's draft night. Love draft night. And even though the Sixers draft 24th, and there's a part of me that goes, I love those drafts. We're excited. Number one pick. But isn't it better? Isn't it so much better now that they get the, it's all about trying to get a little talent, maybe develop some talent. If they contribute next year, fine. If not, that you're not beholden to the draft, that they have arrived. And tonight is a symbol that the Sixers have arrived by where they select and the kind of tenor of this draft. But it's fun, man. It's a draft. It's the whole thing going on. We're live at the South Philly Race and Sportsbook. I love this place. It's Packer Avenue, right in the shadows of the stadiums. My neck of the woods. Love it. Right on Packer Avenue. It is a great spot. There's hundreds of new big screens that have been added so you can watch every game. There's a new pub menu with great food and drink specials, good beers. While you watch the game, the South Philly Race and Sportsbook smack dab in the middle of the Philly sports universe and right in the shadows of the ballpark. There's plenty of customer service windows, self-service kiosk for your bets and your sports and your horses. You can bet right here and get paid right back. Your cash is paid right at the window. All bets from here in South Philly, bets from Parks Casino off of Street Road in Bensalem, and the Oaks Race and Sports Book can be cashed at any of the three locations. And it's a great spot as we hang out on draft night. We got the Phils in action. So if you want to come by, we can talk a little Phillies as well. However, I am livid at Gabe Kapler for having Gene Segura in the lineup tonight. There needed to be a message sent to him. What he did yesterday, just a couple of weeks out from the McCutchen fiasco. Now listen, I didn't blame him against that. That night that Andrew McCutchen got hurt, I remember watching the game, he had slipped out of the box and he had kind of fallen. And then he didn't bust it the first, and you know what happened. Run down, McCutchen out, and the whole thing. And I didn't blame him for it. But last night, lead off a game against Scherzer, and you hit a bloop that you know you got to get at least two. You can get two out of it. And you got to at least kind of scratch out runs against Max Scherzer. And for him not to bust it and to get only a single was just incorrigible. I mean, it was an affront to the fans. It was wrong, and Kapler should have benched him tonight. Should have had Brad Miller playing, and that's that. There's no argument. There's none. You can't do that a couple weeks later. It's awful. And that's why Gabe, unfortunately, is on a bad path to failure. You got to get control of your clubhouse. You got to get control of your clubs. You got to learn how to. This team needs to learn how to do scratch out runs, which it doesn't know how to do. And I don't care if the directive comes from the general manager that it's all about launch angles and home runs and you don't care about manufacturing runs. There comes a time where you got to be able to get a run. And this team can't do it. And yeah, Bryce Harper's off to a bad start, like Tyrone was saying. But there's way, way bigger problems than Harper. Harper is just one of the problems. Now, he made a mistake, too. Making a first out of third base, which was dumb. But this is all goes back to Kapler as the manager. Yeah, you can't have this. I am, though, geeked up over Sixers draft. There's a couple guys I got my eye on. Now, we talk about Cam Johnson out of North Carolina, who is an older player, and he can shoot. He's 6'8". He can play the 2-3. He's a guy that I would look to. I like him. I don't think he's going to become a great, great player, but I think he can become a useful role player in the league. And I think he'll be there. I think there's a chance he'll be there. I know a lot of people like Eric Paschal from Villanova. And look, I love him as a ball player. Same thing. He's that 6'8 size. My only reservation with Paschal is that he just can't shoot. He's a real good athlete, good ball player, can do a lot of different things, can defend. He comes from Jay, so Jay prepares his guys. He's a pedigree, you know, the whole thing. But, you know, this is what it is, right? This is what it is. Like, you need shooters to surround. You need shooters to surround him in this team with Ben. You need shooters. Like, it's funny. I got in front of me the great college chill is in front of me. And he's scoping out big time future football bets for you. So he'll be ready. We'll give him some future bets from the chill. Say hello to everybody.
How you doing, everybody?
One of the legends of South Philly, the chill. So this is a lot of fun over here. But when you look at this draft and you look at some of the guys they got to get, you know, you got to be able to get guys that can shoot around Ben. Now, the one guy that interests me is Ty Jerome out of Virginia. You know, you talk about T.J. McConnell, and there's that role there, right? That backup point guard, and I think that he's a guy that would fit nice. Now, I know he's from Virginia, and people hate the way Virginia plays. Look, he's 6'5". He's strong. He's a strong guard. He can facilitate. He can shoot. That's the difference between him and T.J. He can shoot the basketball. He plays real good defense. We'll see if he's got quickness. But, look, he had a great defense in college. I like him. I think he'll be able to translate in the NBA. I talk about Brogdon, and people didn't think that Brogdon would be able to translate, and he's become a terrific player. I think that a guy like Ty Jerome can be a good role player for his team. So there's going to be some interesting talent that we'll check in and we'll look at. And yes, when it comes to all you Purdue fans, because there's so many Purdue fans that I've learned. I don't know what it was. And he had a wonderful, wonderful tournament. Carson Edwards, of course, that was great and stellar in the tournament. And I know that people watched it and said, oh, my God, we got to go get Carson Edwards. I do like him. We had a caller earlier. I kind of felt bad, but he was bestowing the virtues of Carson Edwards, and he made the mistake of saying that he was going to be better than J.J. Redick, and that's just absurd. Carson Edwards is 6 feet. He's really 5'11", but 6 feet Snickers, and he's a volume shooter, and he can fill it up, and he can be one of those instant offense undersized guys that can come off the bench, and I would have interest. Right now, he's slated in the second round, but that's a guy that I would have interest in. All kinds of rumors going on, free agency. Like, there should be some trades. There's going to be a lot of maneuvers as this free agency class. This is awesome because we don't know where are the favorites of this league. It's so much in flux that you don't know, you know, where these free agents go. Obviously, the Lakers with LeBron and now Anthony Davis, they're trying to make room because they can get another max contract. I do think the Sixers max out Jimmy, and I think, you know, I heard all these signing trade rumors with Houston. I think that's absurd. Why would the Sixers want Eric Gordon? What, they definitely don't want Chris Paul with that kind of contract. So that would be a signing trade. And that would be absurd for that. By the way, the fresh off the presses, the Atlanta Hawks acquired the number 4 overall pick and Solomon Hill from the Pelicans for 4 more picks. So Atlanta now is going to draft 4th. It's crazy. It's already going to start. And that's why it's so much fun. It's just going to be a blast tonight. So I love your draft thoughts. We're going to get Dick Girardi with us. He's going to help break down the draft. So we'll have some fun. And then we'll have your calls and we'll check in and get you set. I do think the Phillies win tonight. I like the fact that Harper's hitting lead off tonight. Like, go ahead, Bryce. You know, carry his team. So for those of you here, I do like the Phils. We got lots of stuff to get to. 610-632-0975. That's the number to reach us. It's Cuz's Corner tonight live from the South Philly Race and Sportsbook, Packer Avenue. Back in a moment.
97.5, The Fanatic. The NBA Draft. draft is tonight. And 97.5 The Fanatic is Philadelphia's official home for Sixers draft coverage.
Are you kidding me?
Join Devon Gibbons, D. Lineham, and Joe Torty live from the 76ers War Room in the Sixers practice facility in Camden as they bring you every pick live. Will the Sixers stand pat at 24 or trade up? From Philly's only station to bring you live NBA draft coverage, your official home of the 76ers. 97.5, The Fanatic.
What a night. If you're looking for great times or a great meal, if you're into big jackpots or big music hits, whether you're into hot bands or hot dice, Parx is Pennsylvania's number one casino with brand new tables and slots, world-class pizza, the new Liberty Bell Gastropub, and the Excite Center featuring the hottest acts. The best is better than ever. Parx Casino. What a night. Street Road exit off 95 in the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
He's back at Parx Casino.
New York, you could be driving backwards in a playground 90 miles an hour during recess. There'd be a New York cop. Hey, your tail lights out.
Baldini Communications presents the Italian Hurricane, Vic DiVincenzo. One night only, Friday, October 18th at the all-new Excite Center at Parx Casino.
I drive the bus to Staten Island. I transport the future criminals to Staten Island.
Vic DiVincenzo. His very funny videos have been viewed 500 million times worldwide. Vic DiVincenzo, Friday, October 18th. Tickets are on sale now at parkscasino.com.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Look what Gary Barbera is doing in June.
Exclusively for Fanatic listeners.
A big beat.
Gary Barbera's
Fanatic Jeep Celebration Event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice.
$16,990.
Or $149 a month.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For three decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Big bad bodacious Durango.
Boom.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Exclusively for Fanatic listeners.
As low as $16,990
or as little as $149 a month.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
For details and instant auto credit, go to GaryBarbera.com.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello!
300 Jeeps cheap!
200 discounted Dodges and Rams!
A day the Gary Barbera way!
$16,990 or $149 a month!
Barbera!
Don't text and drive because Barbera cares.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you want a repair shop to help with the job, we know some of the best ones around. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season, 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
It's time for some straight talk. A phone with all the high-speed data you need is awesome. But two phones with unlimited data, that's double awesome. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get two lines with our ultimate unlimited plan for just $90. That's unlimited talk, text, and data on two lines for up to 45% less. All on America's best 4G LTE network. Multiply your savings with Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
At 60 gigs, we reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions. Savings may vary.
Pros do it right to get more bang for your buck because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's is here to help with everyday savings, whether finishing up a property or updating one. Stop in now and get a GE Smart Air Conditioner at our everyday low price of just $349. Its connected functionality enables full control from the convenience of a smart device. Plus, save $20 on select Harbor Breeze ceiling fans, now just $49.98. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/23, U.S. only.
The Grand Mick Extreme Bacon Burger is one of McDonald's most popular burgers in Spain. To try one, you'd have to reprogram your GPS,
recalculate it,
go to the airport, leave your car, buy a plane ticket, land in Madrid, and go to McDonald's.
Bienvenido a McDonald's.
Or you could hang that next left and get to your neighborhood McDonald's now. Because for a limited time, the juicy Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger and other worldwide favorites are here. Around the World is now around the corner at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
One in nine men is diagnosed with prostate cancer. When caught early, it can be treated, but all treatment options have unwanted side effects. Spacor Hydrogel is clinically proven to help. Men receiving Spacor Hydrogel are more likely to maintain their normal sexual, urinary, and bowel functions. Spacor Hydrogel is available in the Philadelphia area. If a man in your life has been diagnosed with prostate cancer, visit spacor.com/Philadelphia to learn more. That's spacor.com/Philadelphia. Sponsored by Boston Scientific.
Fill a tote and save at your local fine wine and good spirits premium collection store. Plus, get a free tote. Coupon required. Offer ends June 23rd, 2019.
Fanatic Fan Fest is on Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live. One of the newest, coolest features this year will be two mobile escape rooms from One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms. They bring the fun of an escape room to your home or office. Let them customize your corporate team building, marriage proposal, gender reveal, bachelor or bachelorette party, birthday, and more. With high-quality games, professional staff, and owner-operated, they are the perfect choice for your summer party. Check them out at OneExitMobileEscapeRoom.com. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets to FanFest 2019 only from 975 The Fanatic.
My boy Brooms is here at the South Philly Crazy Sports Book. I didn't even know he was an original Jack's guy. But anyway, so Brooms was spent the week in St. Louis drinking out of the cup, which is pretty good. It's pretty impressive. It's a great story, man. It really is. It's cool. All right, we got lots to get to tonight. Our first guest, he is. I'll tell you a great story. So, Dick Girardi used to cover, as you guys know from the Daily News, used to cover basketball along with horse racing, but his college basketball stuff was just par excellence. I mean, he really dives deeply. He's also the voice of Penn State basketball right now. So when it comes to college basketball, he's really, really plugged in. He knows players. But there was this one night where we were doing it was an NBA draft mock. And I want to say, and I'm bringing him up here, because I want to say he got some ridiculous 15 out of the first 16 right. It was absurd that he got all these right. Dick Girardi, ladies and gentlemen. Dick.
Anthony, I should have retired that moment because I was never going to do any better than that.
What was it? It was like 15 out of 16, remember? It was like something ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't remember, but yeah, I know it was just one of those draft nights where, for some reason, what I thought was what the teams thought, and it just all hit right. Yeah, that has not happened before since, but yeah, that was crazy.
That was awesome. That was awesome. By the way, Dario's on the move. The Timberwolves have traded the number 6 pick to the Suns for the 11th pick and Dario Saric. So our good friend Dario, now in Phoenix, Dick.
Yeah, he's gone. Obviously, Minnesota likes somebody at 6. The first four are now spoken for. Williamson, Moran, Barrett, and DeAndre Hunter's apparently going to Atlanta. They made a trade with New Orleans to get the 8th, 17th, and 35th pick, the picks that, so New Orleans is just, I mean, they're going nuts. They have they got all the Laker pick, and yeah, it's chaos.
They have like 7 picks in the first round now. Whatever it is.
I can't keep up with it at all, but yeah, they got all these picks from the Lakers, and now they just traded down to get 2 more first round picks. They gave up 4 to get 8, 17, and 35. So we'll see what David Griffin wants to do. Of course, they just lost Anthony Davis, but they're about to get Zion. So who knows what's going to happen in New Orleans. Crazy.
Did you get a sense about Zion and New Orleans and whether or not, I mean, he the whole night of the lottery, he looked almost depressed that he was going there.
Yeah, that was amazing. Look, I think they all want to go to the Lakers or the Knicks or teams with in the big cities, but that's just not how the lottery works. If there was ever a lottery that wasn't fixed, this was the one when New Orleans and Memphis get the picks instead of the Knicks and the Lakers. but yeah, now, he did look depressed. He really did. But all the conspiracy NBA lottery people could go away after what happened this year.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. What a wild, like, you know, it's funny. Like, when I look at that four, first of all, you and I both love Ja. I mean, Ja Morant, like, may be as beastly as Zion is. Ja Morant might be the most explosive player down the line in this draft.
Yeah, he is amazing. And I think the one thing people have missed on him, Anthony, because he's such a great scorer and he's so explosive, he led the country in assists this year. I mean, he's a phenomenal passer. I think that's actually the best part of his game.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a great NBA player. And obviously Memphis cleared the way for him by trading Mike Conley to Utah yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's funny. He looks outrageous. What do you think about Cam Reddish? I'm curious because that whole Knicks thing, I guess at some point Durant's going to wind up there. Do you like Reddish in that spot?
Well, I don't. Were you talking about in which spot are we talking about? The three?
Yeah.
No, R.J. Barrett will go there.
Excuse me, not Cam Reddish, R.J. Barrett. Barrett in the three.
Yeah, he was actually higher rated entering college than Zion was. And if it wasn't for Zion, heck, he might have been a player of the year. He was really, really good for Duke. And when Zion was out,
he carried him.
Yeah, after the shoe blew up, he was the star for that team. So, yeah, I mean, he's really good. I love his effort. I wish his shot was a little better, but somebody can work with him. They people have guys that can work with him. But the Knicks are such a black hole right now. I mean, they cleared all this cap space. That's fine, but somebody's got to want to go there.
And
who wants to play there? It's just the Dolan's a clown. The whole thing is just a clown show.
It truly is. It's funny because I'm looking at them and all I keep thinking about is, well, where are the threats in the East going to come from? Is it going to be, you know, there's a lot of talk about Brooklyn getting some players and maybe Tobias chooses Brooklyn. You know, if Durant goes there with Kyrie, how long till the Knicks get better? What about the Celtics? I mean, I can't see Danny Ainge just having his team fall apart. And look, they took a beating because you're going to lose Kyrie. They expected the Kings pick to be much higher, and it's not. So they've kind of taken a hit a little bit.
Yeah, no, they really have. And it's interesting. And that sounds like Al Horford's going to be out of there, right? It doesn't sound like he's going to come back.
Yeah, although some people I talk to say that he could wind up back there. So
I know
the rumor floated here that the Sixers would be interested in him if Tobias walks, but I'm not sure. I look at Boston, and with no Antonio, they lost Anthony Davis, which was a big deal. Yep. So, you know, I don't know what their future lies.
Well, they got to have Horford. I mean, look, they made it. They signed into a big contract. That he's obviously a key guy for them, and he's a terrific player. I mean, and the way he plays, Anthony, I think he can play into like mid-30s. I think he's just because he's just such a smart player, and he's an anchor for them. So, yeah, but I was reading some things that they think he may go, but you could end up being right. I don't know.
No, I talked to somebody in the league who said, well, I don't believe, you know how old, you know better than anybody, the stuff that gets thrown out here this time.
Especially right now. I mean, it's total chaos. Hey, look, Kyrie is a really strange player. I remember reading a story about him last year. The players in the league who play against him love him. I can't stand watching him play. He drives me crazy because he doesn't play any defense at all. He makes a number of spectacular shots. I just don't. I know he won a championship with Cleveland, and he won it with a shot against Golden State. I just don't see him as a winning player. I could be wrong, but I'm not a fan. I think we liked their team better last year when he wasn't playing than this year when he was.
Wow,
that's interesting. With the kid from Louisville playing point guard.
Yeah, well, Rozier was terrific.
I love Rozier.
I mean, look what they did 2 years ago when the Sixers were young and they beat the Sixers.
That's my point. I like their team better then. This year was kind of a mess. They almost had too many good players. It was like, all right, boy, they They missed out on the championship, playing for the championship by one game against Cleveland. Now they got two All-Stars coming back. They'll be better. But they were worse because it just didn't all fit together. It was a mess. And now it sounds like Kyrie's going to get out of there. I don't know that that's going to be a bad thing. We'll see.
All right, so let's bring it home for 1 second, and I think everybody's preference is to run it back and to look at this thing, yeah. And I know that's my preference. Yeah. I don't know. Again, you're going to have to obviously max out both of them. You have to pay Tobias. I don't know how happy Tobias is. I think Jimmy's kind of an acquired taste playing with him. So I think you're going to have to make him happy, Tobias, and that means pay him. What would your thoughts be there?
Well, yeah, I mean, I know you and I had this conversation during the playoffs when we were on one night. I don't think they have any choice. They went all the way in. They no longer have all these assets they once had, the draft choices and everything else. It's all gone. So basically they have said this is when they made those trades, this is going to be our team, knowing that they would have to pay these people to make it happen. Well, that's fine. They can pay them, but the players still have to want to be here. I've heard some stories about Harris, and there's some people around him that aren't thrilled with the situation around the team. I don't know. Jimmy is impossible to read. So it just comes down to money. They can obviously make more by signing a long-term deal with the Sixers. But you know what? The way the NBA works now, Anthony, it's not like they couldn't sign a slightly less long deal with somebody else and eventually make the same money anyway.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
There could be a situation they like. Look, this is obviously a good situation. They're going to win. How much they're going to win? Are they going to be able to get to that next step is to be determined. But, yeah, I don't have any great feel for what's going to happen here. But I don't think the team has any choice but to offer the max to both.
Yeah, if Tobias is not the guy, so if Jimmy Butler winds up re-signing but not Tobias, how would you look to fill that? Now, Horford opts out of that 1 year out of that player option, and he was going to get paid $33 million. So you got to pay him. I know you think he can move, you can play into it, but he is 33. I mean, that's a pretty big risk. You're going to pay a lot of money for a guy at 33. A lot of miles.
That's a great point. And does he fit style-wise with this team? I'm trying to envision that. Harris, to me, if he makes shots, and he didn't make enough for the Sixers, frankly, he didn't make as many as he did with the Clippers. If he makes it, he's a much better stylistic fit than Horford is with this group. That's assuming you get Embiid to actually play around the basket, which is a whole other story. That they need to straighten out.
I'm a Harris fan because like that corner three, that's his shot, and he's such a good fit next to him. You know?
Oh no, he just needs to make the shots, and that may be come down to hey, he needs to be here longer, and he needs to have a whole off season, and he needs to get in with the other players and play 70 games before the playoffs. So what was it this year? About 25? Before the playoffs started. That could be part of it. Because look, he's a proven NBA 3-point shooter. That just doesn't stop happening. But boy, he missed so many open shots in the playoffs.
I know.
It's like, what are you doing? But it's a small sample size. His bigger sample size is that he's a big-time NBA 3-point shooter.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. All right, let's go further as far as the picks. Now, there's a couple guys out there. Let's kind of examine and who Dick Girardi would love for the Sixers to walk away with. Number one, what about Cam Johnson? A lot of people, if he's there at 24, do you like him?
Yeah, I do. I mean, look, he was at Pitt, and then he ended up going to North Carolina. He had a good year. He's an older guy. He can certainly make the college three. I don't see any reason why. Most players that make the college three, you know, it doesn't happen that often. You go, what are they going to do when they get to the NBA? They still make three. That's what happens.
Right.
There are people who used to say that all the time, but there just really isn't that much difference. I think he'd be okay. I'll tell you a guy I like, and I don't know that anybody's necessarily talking about him for the Sixers. and sometimes you get prejudiced because you see guys so much. I am a huge Eric Paschal fan from Villanova. We had just talked to him.
See, you know what's funny? So let me ask you, because we had just talked about him. I listen. I love him. I mean, he's a great ball player. I mean, he's a really good ball player. Jay's great. He knows how to really prepare guys for the next level. The only thing that scares me from him is he can't shoot.
See, I disagree with that. I think he can shoot.
Okay.
I think I'm okay with his shot, and I think it got better. Is he going to be an NBA? Three man that can make enough 3-point shots. That's legit, but I think he can. I know he can guard. Athletically, he's certainly good enough for the league. I like him. And was he a bit of a street shooter? Yeah, he was. But I think he made enough that you have to guard him out there. And I think he's one of the better defenders of the group that's going to be picked, say, in the late 20s to the early second round. So, again, am I a little biased because I saw him more than anybody else? Probably, yeah, because you see all those going over.
No. But you know, I trust your opinion. So you think he will?
Yep.
You think that shot will translate in the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because it's kind of an old school jump. I mean, you don't see guys shoot jump shots like he does anymore. So everything kind of has to go right because he has that incredible leap off the floor to shoot his jump shot. But when he squares, and it's interesting, Anthony, when you watch him, and again, I watched him enough, he's one of those guys instantly when he shoots it, you know whether it's going in or not.
That's a great point.
When he sets himself correctly, he shoots an incredible high percentage. Sometimes he'll just get off balance, stuff like that. But that's why you have NBA position coaches and shooting coaches and skill coaches. I think he could work, and I would be a fan. If the Sixers got in tonight, I wouldn't feel bad about it if I was a Sixers fan.
Well, you know, here's something too. To your point, is that you know when it comes like to me, I get a Jay Wright player. I feel good. I kind of know what I'm kind of going to get.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, you know, I'm really kind of right there with you. If I get a Jay Wright guy, I just feel a certain way about his kind. The kids that come out of his program, you just look at them and they know how to play the game.
Yeah, it is amazing in these last, 4 years now, going back to 2016 when they won their first title, all these players that are in the NBA. I mean, it's amazing.
Right?
I'm losing track. Were any of them lottery picks? Was Bridges a lottery pick last year? Like late in the lottery?
Yes. Yeah, he was.
But, I mean, none of them were super high picks, but they're all ready to play at whatever level you needed to play at. I mean, what did they have, 4 picks last year in the top 35? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Mean,
and then they get, you know, Kyle Lowry, who was a Jay recruit, ends up winning the Philly kid, wins the NBA title. And even going back to that group, Randy Foy was a longtime NBA player. But, you know, recently it's just one after another. And even Ryan Arch, who didn't even get drafted, is carving out a nice career with the Bulls. I've always been a Josh Hart fan. But, yeah, it's amazing how many players in the last 4 years have come out of the program.
Well, it's true. I mean, what he does. Let me ask you, because, you know, you at Penn State, I mean, you saw a lot of you saw all the Big Ten. And, you know, we did so much. And you and I talked so much about Carson Edwards. I mean, is that a kid that you could see as a fit? Where do you see him at? Can he carve out a career in this league?
Yeah, it's interesting. If you'd have asked me that question after last year, I'd have said absolutely. I was a huge Carson Edwards fan after last season, not this season. And then this season, he really didn't. I know it's going to sound crazy to people that saw him kill Villanova, almost take his team to the Final Four. He really didn't have a great year. He had some games where he was like 5 for 27.
Yeah, no, you volume shooter, went nuts. Yeah. I mean, he had the great tournament. But during the season, you're right, I saw a ton of those.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
But then in the NCAA tournament, he was unreal. I mean, you could make a case he was the best player in the tournament. He only got to play 4 games, not 6, but who played better than him. When you see him in person, and I've seen him in person a lot, you cannot believe how quick he is. The problem is he's an undersized shooting guard who is a good but not great shooter. But if you're looking for an instant offense guy off the bench, I think that's where he fits in the league. I think he can make a team. I'm just not sure he's ever going to be able to do – well, I feel confident he's not going to be able to do in the NBA what he did in that NCAA tournament. That was just crazy. But he's an interesting guy. I'll be fascinated to watch how Carson does in the league. He'll be in the league, but where he fits, I'm just not quite sure.
Talking to the great Dick Girardi, going over the NBA draft, and give me a couple of your sleepers. Is there a couple guys that you look at and you go that you're all pretty high on that you could see, you know, the Sixers maybe should take a look at later since they have all those second round picks?
Yeah, I am a big fan. Remember when Temple played Belmont? Was it the play-in game or what? I think it was.
Yeah.
Right? It was the game at Dayton. It was Coach Stomp's last game. Dylan Windler for Belmont, 6'7", shooters, 2-3 man. I think he's an NBA guy. I don't know where he'll get picked. I don't have any great feel for who would like him. But he's brilliantly coached by Rick Bird, who's one of the best out there. He retired after the season. He's a guy I think potentially could be a Sixers guy. I don't know what their level of interest is, but he's a guy.
He's a shooter.
He can shoot. Yeah, he can definitely shoot.
I mean, I mean, that's what you got.
Any shooters, man.
Yeah, I that's the only thing to me that you got to go in and you got to get. You already got Zaire coming in, and he's a defensive guy. You got to get guys that can shoot the basketball.
Especially with this team, because, again, they have a non-shooter as a point guard.
Yeah.
They have one of the dominating big men in recent history in the NBA. You better have somebody out there that can make three-point shots. Otherwise, it makes their life more difficult. And if they're going to be the two superstars you're going to build around, and I think you can call Embiid a superstar. I don't go there with Ben Simmons yet, but if they're going to be your two stars, you better have guys that can shoot. I know you and I have had this conversation, but the modern, in fact, I think this is when the NBA really changed. A lot of people kind of forget about this team, but I didn't because I was so wanted to watch their point guard all the time. You remember the Orlando teams of the late, like 2008, 9, 10, with Dwight Howard had gone nuts and became a wacko? They had Dwight Howard surrounded by four shooters at all times. Jameer Nelson being the point guard, great shooter. J.J. Redick was out there. Turgaloo. That's the modern, and that was really the forerunner of Golden State. They didn't win. They didn't end up winning a championship. The one year Jameer got hurt, and then, as I said, Howard went nuts and wanted to do something else. But that's how I think the Sixers have to do this around Embiid. And Embiid is he does things Howard couldn't do, such as make free throws. He has a better offensive skill set than Howard does. People forget how good Dwight Howard was, though, for that period.
No, he was a great player. He was a great player, great rebounder. Yeah, he was a dominant force. Yeah.
Phenomenal.
He was dominant.
He just never got better because he never worked at it. He never worked at the rest of his game, and he wanted to go Hollywood and all that stuff that happens all the time in the league. But that's why I do think that's a good model for the Sixers. That was a model that probably would have won a championship if things had just gone a little differently. But that's how hard it is to win in that league. It's just really, really hard. You can get a great team, but at some point you have to put together a team that can win 16 games. You said 16, it doesn't sound like a lot. Well, try it sometime. It's hard.
That's the truth. Speaking of dominant forces, right? One of the great, great Temple Owls just came in. If I say to you, the owl without a vowel, you say?
Bill Milfey.
That's right. Bill Milfey, he's right here. It's funny, he just came in. Came into the Turf Club right here. We're talking about a legend.
Oh, my Lord. One of the all-timers.
That's right.
My man, My man can score with anybody.
He still looks like he can he can run some ball right now, too. What are you, 48? How old are you, Bill? 88 years old, young. 88 years young.
He could still fire from three.
Damn right he can. That's awesome.
He's awesome. One of those guys. You know, wouldn't you love to have, if there was like old film, wouldn't you love to watch Bill Milkey play? I mean, that'd be way before our time, obviously.
Oh, my God. It would be, yes. Complete.
One of those
totally.
Legendary names from the past. I mean, like Tom Dola was in that era. I've seen some film on Tom, but yeah, just I love all those guys from back.
Yeah, I do too. I'm with you. I love those guys. I really do. Terrific. They're great Philadelphia hoop institutions right
Paul
here.
Paul Harrison from Villanova.
Yeah, man.
Legendary guys.
Yeah. Another NBA draft, Dick. Is there any other surprise that you see?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like everybody wants to make trades or probably 10 more before this thing happens. I would say this to everybody, just as a caution, and I've talked to a lot of scouts, and this is also my opinion. And I know we're all having fun tonight. This might be one of the worst NBA drafts in modern history. It's really not very many good players. I mean, like guys that are going to change anybody's fortunes here. Keep that in mind as you're watching this. Don't get too excited with the picks.
I love it. Bro, listen, thank you so much for hanging out with us. It's always great to talk to you on nights like this, great hoop nights. So appreciate it, brother.
Anytime with you, pal. You know that.
You're the best. Love you, buddy. Dick Girardi. The great Dick Girardi from the Daily News and great hoop man. We'll come back and we'll take your phone call, 610-632-0975. I hope some of that shed a light. See what you guys, I'm curious what you think. Who do you like? I'm a big Ty Jerome guy. I think I like him a lot. We talked about, you know, Dick told you about Pascal, I like Cam Johnson. So let's talk about it. Talk about your Carson Edwards. 610-632-0975. It's the NBA draft pre-show. It's Cousins Corner live from the South Philly Race and Sportsbook.
97.5, The Fanatic. The NBA Draft is tonight, and 97.5, The Fanatic is Philadelphia's official home for Sixers draft coverage.
Are you kidding me?
Join Devon Gibbons, D. Lineham, and Joe Torty live from the 76ers War Room in the Sixers practice facility in Camden as they bring you every pick live. Will the Sixers stand pat at 24 or trade up? From Philly's only station to bring you live NBA draft coverage, your official home of the 76ers. 97.5, The Fanatic.
The Jeep Celebration sales event has landed in Delco and Chester County, and Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has what you're looking for. Steve Vidian and his family have been delivering value to the hardworking people of suburban Philadelphia for over 65 years. Integrity? Vidian's got it. World-class inventory? Vidian's got it. Blue Ribbon customer service? Vidian's got it. Their spectacular showroom on Westchester Pike in Newtown Square is convenient to Delco, Chester County, and Lower Marion. Shop Vidian.com 24/7 or stop in and make the Jeep Celebration sales event one to remember. And this month only, lease a new 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude for $119 a month. That's right, $119 a month, and you'll drive away in the new 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude during the spectacular Jeep Celebration sales event happening now at Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Newtown Square. Shop Vidian.com 24/7 for details. For well-qualified lessees, 10,000 miles a year, $39.95 due at signing, $119 per month, plus taxes, tags, and acquisition fees.
The crack of the bat, the thrill of a long fly ball. You know what that means. It's time to swing on in to Delilah's, Philly's number one baseball headquarters, before, during, or after the game. Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, is on deck with great specials during all home games, featuring Coors Light, but it doesn't stop there. Join the world's most beautiful showgirls for happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. A complimentary gourmet buffet 7 days a week from 5 to 7 p.m. And late night dining until 1 a.m. Delilah's is just minutes from the stadium complex with ample free parking. As always, admission is free after the game with proof of attendance or your hotel key. You and your crew looking to knock it out of the park? Reserve a table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800. That's 215-625-2800. Or visit Delilahs.com.
Deanna got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Deanna found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients. Optima went right to work for Deanna.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now, for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Now you can pick your own free product with mattress purchase by texting NAP to 84888. Become a Purple VIP and be the first to know about deals by texting NAP to 84888. That's N-A-P to 84888.
It's time for some straight talk. A phone with all the high-speed data you need is awesome. But two phones with unlimited data, that's double awesome. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get two lines with our Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $90. That's unlimited talk, text, and data on two lines for up to 45% less. All on America's best 4G LTE network. Multiply your savings with Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
At 60 gigs, we reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions. Savings may vary.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with four levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. It's sort of like having ninjas protect your engine. That helps keep your engine running like new. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Don't miss your chance to buy the RV of your dreams during the Summer RV Super Sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlet Mall, June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Choose from a variety of RV floor plans, colors, and sizes, all marked in incredible sizzling RV summer savings only at the Gloucester Premium Outlet Mall.
Have you won Fanatic Fan Fest tickets yet? Join the Fanatic this Friday evening from 5 to 7 at Jeff D'Ambrosio Alfa Romeo Fiat of the Mainline. For a Fan Fest ticket rate, the Fanatic ground crew will have tickets in hand for you just for stopping by. That's Jeff D'Ambrosio Alfa Romeo Fiat on Lancaster Avenue in Malvern, or online at alfaromeousaofdowningtown.com. Adam Schefter plays on one station in Philly, 97.5.
He knows his stuff. Welcome back, the South Philly Race and Sportsbook, right here, Packer Avenue, hanging out as on a great NBA draft night. Getting excited for it. We love the NBA draft. It's going to be a lot of fun hanging out. One of the things that I want to get to, and we'll open up the phone line, 610-632-0975, is just your expectations of the draft. Because just be careful, and I say this because I know a lot of people think that, you know, it's a pain. Whoever you're going to get is going to play a big role. What this team needs to do is it needs to get veterans. It needs to get older players that have been through wars. It needs to get men. And you saw it with the Raptors and how the Raptors won. The Raptors won with men. That's how they won that NBA championship. They're able to win with guys in their 30s, Ibaka, all those guys. They won with men, and that's how they got to win now. Let's go to Mike in Delran. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Michael.
Yo, what's up, cuz?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I love you, man. I know, man, when I can tell that you're talking about something you're excited about, man, it gets me excited. You know, listen, if you talk to that guy, you can just hear it, man. You're ready for the draft. I love the draft.
It's awesome.
Even when I was a little kid, I would sit there with a notepad and a pen, like before the internet, write down the names so I could go look at
them. Dude, you and I were cut from the same cloth.
Oh, man, I love the draft. So I'll be out in my garage drinking some beers watching it tonight. But I wanted to ask you about a name that I haven't heard mentioned. And I agree with you about the older guys, right? You want juniors and seniors. You want guys that have been through some battles in college that know how to win. But there's a guy that nobody talks about, and it's Bol Bol, right? New Bowles.
So,
you know, he's 7'3", he can shoot the three. He's really skinny. Like, I know that. We know he's going to be that. But, you know, we need a backup center, and we need somebody as a, maybe in a couple years as an insurance policy for the games that maybe MB got to sit or, you know, whatever. Well, so I really just wanted to ask, you know, I know you're cut short for time, but what were your thoughts on him? And is he somebody?
You know what's funny? I heard him being interviewed, Mikey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was talking about the advent of the big man and, you know, the fact that those big players, those fives are out of style. And he said, like, and you're right, like, he can shoot the basketball. Right. And his point was, hey, look what Joel Embiid can do. The only thing that scares me, and you alluded to it, man, he's so thin.
I'm excited either way. I don't have any high expectations, but like I said, if he's close in that 20 range and we might be a few picks away, I wouldn't mind getting rid of a second rounder to move up to grab him and then just pepper it with veterans.
Well, would you rather have him or would you rather have, say, you know, somebody that can, that like Cam Johnson that can shoot the basketball and, you know, come in a little older? Do you like him?
If Cam Johnson's there, he's the guy that can help immediately, I think, or at least be a decent, solid player, second guy, third guy off the bench. But I really like the way that kid plays Bol Bol, and I don't know how else we're gonna back up Joel Embiid. I don't want.
Yeah, I know it's an issue.
You know what I mean? So I just hope we can keep Butler and Harris. I hope we can go get a guy like Caldwell Pope and then that way this pick is best player available at a wing spot or shooter or like I said, Bol Bol, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Bol Bol, baby.
Bol Bol.
I like it.
Fun,
all right, buddy. Take it easy. All right. We got a big night ahead on the Fanatic. We got all kinds of people straight ahead, you know, with the D Lineham and we're going to Joe Torti right at the Sixers facility, giving you the picks as they come in. It's going to be a great, great night. Tomorrow, we're going to be at the facility, so we'll talk all draft, kind of get a geek out when it comes to some basketball and into exactly what they're doing, the whole thing. So we'll get into all that stuff tomorrow. And a big day, monster day. We'll get into that tomorrow. Tonight, stay tuned because we'll have instant reaction from all the Sixers brass. So make sure you keep it right here at the Fanatic. Once again, the South Philly Racebook, Race and Sportsbook, right here on Packer Avenue in the shadows of the stadium, part of the Parks Casino family, right off of 95, the Parks Casino Street Road. Of course, we're here, Packer Avenue. And don't forget the Oaks Race and Sportsbook in Oaks, PA, all part of the family. So make sure you hang out all the new renovations right here at the South Philly Racing Sportsbook. Lots of great people. So come on by. I'm sure we'll be back here maybe next Thursday or shortly thereafter. But stay tuned. We got lots of great draft stuff ahead on the Fanatic. This was Cuz's Corner live on 97.5 The Fanatic.